Thanks for finding Organic Matters wherever you're finding it. Appreciate it if you tell other people about it. I'm on most all of the podcasts you can go into wherever you listen, whether it's Spotify or Apple, iHeart, or maybe catching me on one of those stations where I'm locally presented. But anyway, it is Organic Matters with Bruce Dooley. This is about my 22nd year. I've changed the programs around some ways just because the world's changed in 20 years. I do kind of keep up now with the climate changes and the fires and the outrageous storms, and it is all part of what we're going to learn to live with. So it's going to be a little lighter, at least for this portion of the show. I cook a lot. I used to cook even more, but I now live alone. My family's grown and gone, and so I still enjoy it, though. And one of the things I started working with a decade ago that now I guess has become popular is avocado oil. So I'm going to take a few minutes in this portion of the show, tell you a little bit about why I use it, what's good about it. I think it's the best all-around oil I use for general cooking. I do use other oils. As a matter of fact, I make my own leaf lard. Most people don't even know what that is. That's a special lard that comes from the inside of, in my case, pigs. And it's the whitest, most beautiful lard. And yes, in the right quantities used properly, it can be a part of a healthy diet. But today it's going to be avocado oil. Well, first I'll begin here. I can kind of tell you, I can attest to the fact that I'm just quite simply obsessed with avocados these days. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that they come from sun-kissed fields and taste like, to me, a perfect blend of savory and sweet. And I've been to the fields over in California. They're beautiful. Or the fact that they contain healthy, saturated fat that's pretty much good for your waistline if you don't overdo it. In any case, avocados are great. They're life. And it turns out the oil from this somewhat humble fruit, if you look at it, it's not really beautiful, is just as beneficial to use when you're cooking. So I'm going to give you 5 or 6 reasons why I think you should have avocado as a part of your everyday cooking efforts. But before we start talking about the benefits of avocado oil, let's first cover why, in my estimation, you should toss a lot of your vegetable oils. I like canola right now. For starters, it's absolutely awful for your health. It's not a good healthy oil. Canola comes from the rapeseed plant, which typically comes from, almost forever, GMO seeds. The seeds are then heavily processed using high temperatures, mechanical pressing, and here's the bad one, solvents and bleach. And in the process, the fatty acids are converted into trans fatty acids, which long-term research has definitely now linked to dangerous conditions like high blood pressure and heart failure. And here's a little factoid for you. I like my little quickie factoids. Canola oil was banned for human consumption by the FDA back in 1956. But thanks to marketing, the decision was reversed 30 years later, leading Americans to think it's okay when it's anything but safe. Today, canola oil is literally, listen to this, and you can go look, still a registered pesticide with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. I don't think that's something I really want to eat. Instead, stock your kitchen with healthy oils like, and this is a new one, it's old, but we've now figured out it's not bad, and that's coconut oil. And of course, my favorite besides avocado oil for all, especially lower cooking temps, is extra virgin olive oil. I had the privilege about 4 or 5 years ago, folks, to press thousands of gallons of olive oil, pure, extra virgin, down south of San Antonio, a place called Elmendorf, Texas, Sandy Oaks Olive Orchard. I had the privilege of pressing the biggest year's crop they have ever had. So I know a little bit about making olive oil. And if you haven't already, it's time to pick up a bottle of avocado oil that we're going to start talking about. You can find it in a lot of the big stores now, the big boxes, or even here, if you're in this part of the country, HEB. Used to be almost a specialty item, but now you can buy it most anywhere. I try to get it organic, and you can. Yes, it's expensive, but you use less, and it's so much more useful around the kitchen. Far from being greasy oils like vegetable or soybean varieties, avocado oil has kind of a pleasant texture, taste, aroma, and is one of the healthiest oils you can use. So let's begin by talking about high heat cooking. Even ultra uber healthy olive oil can become harmful once it reaches what we call the smoke point, the temperature at which the oil smokes in the pan. When oil gets to that point, folks, this chemical structure breaks down and creates compounds, fancy words, lipid oxidation products, LOPs, we'll use that, the acronyms again, that compromise your health. Fortunately, avocado oil has one of the highest smoke points that there is out there at 520 degrees, making it ideal for high heat cooking. And in addition, unlike some other oils, it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Avocado oil gives your body a healthy dose of antioxidants, which can halt free radical damage, sometimes literally in its tracks. This rich oil contains three times as many carotenoids as olive oil, helping your body fight off cancers and reduce the signs of aging, so they claim at least. In addition, avocado oil contains vitamin E to boost immunity and protect your heart, your eyes, and even more parts of your body. And in recent studies, it's found that avocado oil contains special fat-based compounds to help your body utilize the nutrients from other food sources. Researchers have found that just 2 tablespoons of avocado oil increases carotenoid absorption in fruits and vegetables by up to 400%. In addition to cooking with it, you may want to use avocado oil in your next batch of homemade dressing and drizzle it over greens for maximum effect, just like you have been, and I still use good virgin olive oil. More studies show that it can support a healthy heart. Avocado oil contains a hearty amount of a thing called beta-sitosterol, which is used by our bodies to break down the bad fats and turn them into something more beneficial. It's been found that food enriched with beta-sitosterol leads to a decrease in accumulated body fat. In addition, the monounsaturated fatty acids in avocado oil help to prevent the buildup of plaque on arterial walls, which is often linked to cardiovascular disease. On the surface, this may seem a little far-fetched, but researchers have found that carotenoid content in avocados helps to inhibit the growth of prostate cancer cells in vitro. And with their monounsaturated fat content, these bioactive carotenoids are more likely to be absorbed into the bloodstream. This means they can spread around the body and do their job even better. Kind of a nice effect, huh? So if you and your doctor happen to be concerned about blood pressure, try adding avocado oil into your mix. A study published by the Journal, I'll do this one time, of Ethnopharmacology found that a diet rich in avocado oil changed the levels of fatty acids in the kidneys, positively impacting blood pressure. Now we got all that gobbledygook out of the way, let's talk a little bit about health benefits when you're cooking. There's tons of ways to incorporate avocado oil into your favorite recipes. Here's a few that I've done and I try to do on a regular basis. For breakfast, I don't eat a lot of breakfast, folks. I have to be a one meal a day guy, but that meal may be what would be called breakfast, but at 3 p.m. Scramble a couple of, always use me, cage-free eggs, which is a legal term, incidentally, folks, and I think it's by far the safest and the healthiest egg you can eat. But to those eggs, when you make them, add a whole tablespoon of avocado oil. It seems to me to make my eggs even more creamy than without. And at least a couple days a week now, I make my own salad dressing. Balsamic vinegars, I have a couple. I add some lemon. I always have rosemary. But instead of my olive oil, I use avocado oil instead. Very, very nice and pleasant do-it-yourself dressing. Yeah, and try marinating veggies or meat with avocado oil, salt, pepper. In my case, I happen to like heat, so I add cayenne, and sometimes I make a little Cajun mix, and I have a few years I lived in Louisiana. I still miss my Cajun food. In general, you can use avocado oil anywhere you'd normally use butter or margarine. Well, I don't even talk about margarine. That's not in my picture. And try this. Drizzle it. I happen to buy organic popcorn as a snack for those days when I don't eat almost all day. And I drizzle avocado oil on the popcorn, or maybe sometimes some sea salt, dash of lime. And what I really like on popcorn, if you haven't tried it, you've got to, is nutritional yeast. Bragg's makes a nutritional yeast. Great addition to a light serving of popcorn. And finally, I make my own mayos and my own aiolis, always in the past with extra virgin olive oil, which I love. But for a change, and I now do it quite regularly, I add avocado oil to the mix to give it an extra creamy mouthfeel. And with what I would call a smooth finish. Sounds like I'm talking about wine. And as a final kick, folks, which is not really in my alley, but I gotta tell you this, in researching to do this particular article, I came across this. Use avocado oil in your beauty routine. There are more than a few ways to use avocado outside of the kitchen, it's claimed. Moisturizing hair mask or cuticle oil for your nails. And with its rich nutritional profile, researchers have found that avocado oil is beneficial to your skin. It's a good skin oil. Never thought of it. So just a kind of a quick rundown. I try to do a food or a food quarter of my show at least a couple of times a month. And I'm going to get in more into the really healthy sides, research of the fruits and vegetables that are all part of a healthy American diet. And as often as I can, I always remind myself to remind you of this. Most everybody has access to a computer. I'm sorry. If they don't, I guess they're not listening to this show anyway, unless they happen to be driving down the road somewhere. Go to the EWG, and it's called the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen. Every few months, they do an entire study of the best, safest fruits and vegetables and the least safe, and they give you a list. And my only recommendation is, and I've gone through a number of the lists on this show, if you want to go look and actually see individual vegetables and read all about them, but just know, the Dirty Dozen is things that I recommend. Even if it costs extra, you buy organically if you can, and some of them I don't even eat if I don't find them organically. And then there's also the Clean 15. What does that mean? There are 15 that all the vegetables you'd ever really have to have, the avocados and the onions and the bananas and things that basically test out not to have artificial chemistries in them. So you can make your choice for you and your family. So anyway, I encourage you to go do that. You can go to my website, organicmatters.info, or go to bruce.dooley.com. And there's within all of my radio shows, all the fruits and vegetables. But there's several hundred shows there now, so it's not always that easy to find. I guess I need to make a better system to be able to get to my shows at some point. I didn't know it was going to grow that much. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.